Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez thanked the donation made by Cuban immigrants to the Pediatric Liver Transplant Program through the Solidarity Platform Bridges of Love. The official stressed that this gesture of altruism breaks the obstacles placed by the U.S. blockade on the island's public health system, which has increased access to supplies and medicines or is prevented from acquiring technologies with U.S. origin components. Bridges of Love bring hope to Cuban children who are victims of the senselessness of a criminal and inhumane blockade, Rodriguez wrote on the social network Twitter. This Sunday, representatives of the Bridges of Love initiative delivered to the William Soler Hospital in the Cuban capital a part of the Cameral compound essential to perform liver transplants in children. The third Cuban civil society forum, Thinking Americas, is meeting in Havana this Monday to discuss issues related to health, environment, digital transformation, and democratic governance. The meeting is held at the Jose Martí National Library and denounces the intensification of the aggressive policies and the discrediting campaigns against the island, said Norma Goicochea, president of the Cuban Association of the United Nations, the convening organization. The issues of the forum coincide with those of the Ninth Summit of the Americas, scheduled to be held in the U.S. city of Los Angeles on June 6 to 10, to which Cuba is not invited. The U.S. decision to exclude Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua has generated criticism and caused that several governments announced their absence at the meeting if the United States insists on this claim. The Europa por Cuba channel denounced the continuation of the U.S. economic, commercial, and financial blockade against the island in the face of the announcement by Washington of some measures that would mitigate the policy of suffocation of the Cuban family. The measures reported on May 16 do not really change the criminal blockade at all. The platform activated in October 2020 to promote solidarity with the Antillean nation from the so-called Old Continent warned in its Sunday broadcast. In her appearance in Europe for Cuba, the island's ambassador to Portugal, Yusmari Diaz, commented that these are administrative measures, the scope and impact of which are too soon to define. The Boston City Council just recently adopted a resolution calling for an end to the U.S. blockade against Cuba and opening up of travel and collaborative cultural, medical, and academic opportunities between the Caribbean island and the United States. The resolution adopted states that full restoration of trade and travel between the two countries would be of great benefit to both, particularly in the areas of economic opportunities, education, health care, tourism, the arts, music, and sports, along with medical and biotechnological research, especially in relation to COVID-19. The Council and the Massachusetts State Legislature strongly urge the Massachusetts representatives and senators in the United States Congress to promulgate and pass legislation that will finally end the unsuccessful and harmful economic, financial, and commercial embargo, as well as the travel restrictions on U.S. citizens and residents to Cuba and Cuban citizens to the United States. Cuba recalls today the third conference, The Nation and Emigration, which was held here from May 21 to 23 in 2004 and became a space to strengthen ties with Cubans living abroad. The website of the island's foreign ministry, Nation and Immigration, published a message on the social network Twitter in which it described the event as an important one in which 521 Cubans residing in 49 countries participated. The publication added that Cuba continues to strengthen ties with its compatriots living abroad as part of a continuous, irreversible, and permanent process. The message evoked the words of the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, at the end of the second meeting held on December 8, 1978, with members of the Cuban community abroad, in which he said that these meetings are highly positive, constructive, and moral, and this will result in the benefit of all. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.